This is our SBNB Update, Episode 12, recorded September 2nd, 2005, distributed September 4th, 2005.
This is DS69.
Looks like Sheep Squared.
Hey everyone, this is episode 12 of RSBNB Update. We're getting underway here. This week we got two guests. We got Brad back and Lance back this week. And of course, I also have my resident co-host, Pika69. Would you guys all like to say hello?
Yay.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. So, basically, we're going to follow the same format as all the other shows this week. Talk about the updates, rants, questions, anything else. So, what do you say we get underway with this week's RuneScape updates? This week, the main update was the Garden of Tranquility, which was a farming quest. Anybody here do this?
No. Yes.
No. Didn't do the Frankenstein quest yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one was actually needed. Get the Ring of Charos. I guess since Brad and I are the only ones that did it here, well, what did you think about it?
It took too long.
Yes.
5.5 hours.
5 hours.
Yeah.
It took me actually quite a while, too. 7 hours! Seven! S-E-V-E-N. Seven. Seven. Started around 5 p.m. And then ended around midnight because the silly plants kept dying. You have any troubles with that?
Yes, a lot of trouble with that.
What died for you?
Everything. Everything died.
Yes. Well, I guess we aren't privileged to the kind of good soil that the plant that you, or the tree that you plant in the end was planted in.
The white tree.
Yes, that was... we need better soil, I think. I think lots of people would agree with that, eh?
I guess so.
Lance, what's your farming at right now?
I know it's in the high scores. That much I know. I think I got up... I know it's past 32. I think it's between 32 and 35 right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm 44, I believe. Brad, Sigmund Freud...
Sigmund Freud is at level 4.
I'm 38.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's good. That's good. It took, the silly things just kept dying. I was doing it with Mike. First, we both lost our marigolds. He lost his onions. I lost my cabbages. You know how long cabbages take to grow. So, cabbages are, that the creators of RuneScape are farmers, since they put so much detail into farming. It's like the most realistic skill there is. Everything like dies and everything. How much money do you think we'd want to bet that the person who developed farming is an actual farmer?
They are English.
$1.
Are a good majority of English people farmers?
No, well, I'd say no.
No?
Probably not.
Not in Cambridge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. That's where they're based out of, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What would you guys rate that quest? Or, Brad, what would you rate it?
One.
One? I like the reward. I think it's enough for me to give it a 3.
What's the reward?
5,000.
Yeah. And some apple seed and an oak tree seed.
And 5 guam seeds.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. And 2 quest points.
Okay.
And isn't there a potion you get from it, too?
Yeah, I think it turns compost into super compost. I don't see how that would work. Like, are we going to be able to make that next week? You guys
Maybe.
Think? I don't know.
Maybe. That actually helped me out. I got too many weeds in my bank I like to make into compost, and making that into super compost would be even better.
Yeah. No, I don't know. A quest. I like the kind of quest where you need to go around and see people put pieces together. That's interesting. Anyways, that's enough on that farming quest. I think that people probably didn't like it. Oh well. Next item is that the gauntlets from Family Crest are now re-enchantable. I take it everybody here has done Family Crest.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of gauntlets did you guys originally get?
Cooking.
Me too.
Cooking gauntlets are the best. I mean, they're so
cooking.
White and pretty, and they're good.
And they give a 2 strength bonus.
Yeah, that too.
And they're the only thing I need to use.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't really need the Chaos Gauntlets, because, well, I'm already using Blast spells, and soon I'll be using Wave spells, and Claws of the Gothics, but... And I really don't need the Crafting Gauntlets, because I'll probably be making Dragonhide soon, so let's really just go with Cooking Gauntlets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't... That's kind of expensive to be re-enchanting a thing, re-enchanting them just to have the extra use. I think it's best to stay cooking. Cooking is good because cooking provides a foundation for what everybody needs to survive. Right, Pika?
Yeah, like food.
Yeah, food. Food exactly is food.
Food is good.
Yeah.
I like lots of food.
Yes, but we're not... This isn't a cooking show, and we don't want to know what certain people in this voice conference eat for breakfast.
I ate sharks today.
Oh, yeah.
and some lobsters. The sharks made me happy.
Oh, yeah. Brad knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll maybe do another cooking edition closer to the holidays.
Okay.
The next update this week was how they changed the Mage Arena. Mm-hmm. They can wear armor weapons they like in the Mage Arena, whatever ones they want. I don't know. However, he would like to remind you that he only permits magical combat in the arena, not melee or ranged attacks. So, yes, that's what Collodion has to say this week in his update.
Collodion is a weird name.
Yeah, he's the guy that hides out down there in the little basement down there. And underneath by the Mage Arena, you guys know, where there's people that get trapped? Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I that bank is actually quite interesting. Whenever I'm there, there's always somebody outside fighting.
Really? Every time I go there, it's, like, deserted.
Really?
Yes.
I'm hoping it's deserted when I go up there.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'm going to go up there, but it's going to be in the future.
Yes. Have we all done the Mage Arena before?
Yeah. Not yet. Not yet.
Lame. Get the Gothic stuff.
No. I like Ceridomen.
No, Gothics.
Maybe one day we'll have a show based on the gods. Who knows?
Gothics.
I'm Ceridomen. Or Zaros. But Brad, what about you and Lance?
I'm Zamorak.
Oh, yeah. Lance?
Well, I told you last time I went with Gothics, so I don't think it's changed that much, really.
Oh, yeah.
Both of you are infidels.
I'm Gothics.
Well, I think that's about it for this week's RuneScape updates portion of the show.
Cool.
You guys want to go to questions or tech news first?
Let's flip a coin.
I don't have a coin. Let's just do questions. How about?
Fun. I'll get a coin. Unless you want to.
Yeah. Flip it.
Heads is questions and tails is tech news.
Okay.
And how long does it take you to flip a coin?
I don't know.
Heads!
Okay, questions.
Okay.
Do you think that you should be able to assign your cannon to only fire at certain monsters to make Slayer tasks easier?
No.
Because it would make Slayer tasks easier.
No. The purpose of a cannon is to fire at whatever it wants. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So basically, don't use cannons.
Why?
Cannons are bad.
I don't know if I said something, but I bought a cannon a few.
Cannons are the work of Satan.
Ah.
Do not use them.
Yes. I think we have everybody's decision on this one. It's more of an opinion question, but I say no. What about you guys?
I guess it's up for argument. It could be better, I guess, maybe. But, I don't know.
Okay.
It's plausible. Let's just get the Mythbusters in and have them test it.
Yes. Let's get the Mythbusters out.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next question. Okay, the next question.
Okay. In episode 7, you were talking about Zoro stuff. I would like to tell some interesting facts. I think we need to dig side quests. I think you saw Zoro's signal amulet or whatever it was. And not to fact, Ancient Staff, how he is called in RS, has Zoro's symbol on top of it. How about the ancient stuff really is Zoro's staff? What do you think about it?
Well, I think this question is asking, is the ancient staff really Zoro's staff?
Yes.
I think it is.
It's a conspiracy.
It is Zoro's staff, I think. Mm-hmm. Because that area is, they worship cats in that area, in the desert area. It's about Zoro's. I was looking on another RuneScape website. There's this whole organization there devoted into Zoros, researching Zoros and whatnot. They found some interesting things, some things that are certainly plausible, but some things that aren't. But yes, I feel it is a Zoro staff, because there is lots of power in that staff. I could go on about this. Do you guys want me to go on and tell about the theory why I say it's a Zoro staff?
No, that's okay.
Go!
Yeah, that's whatever.
Interesting.
Well,
if you want to.
Some of the teleports there are kind of to old Zoro-type areas. That's basically what I'll say about that. So that kind of says why it could be called a Zoro staff. So, yeah. Yes, the answer to your question is yes.
Second question.
Yeah. The question is, what happens when you cast Bones to Bananas on a skeleton?
When you get a banana man.
A banana man.
Well, somebody logically.
That makes sense. Perhaps somebody should test this.
Turns into a banana split.
Banana split.
It heals like 27.
Really?
And if you add whipped cream, it heals 50.
50.3.
Yeah. It has like special chocolate sauce on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, I don't know about that. Another comment from that guy is he says, I just listened to episode 11, the first episode I've ever listened to. I just realized that Pika69 is a guy.
Congratulations.
You both sounded kind of drugged, though.
I am drugged. I mean,
he's on cold medicine. He's on cold medicine right now.
I actually have an excuse this week.
So,
yes, but he, I don't know why anybody would think that Pika69 is not a guy. Okay, well, that was just a little comment from Retract 1324. What do you think about the frequency of size of updates? And size of updates. Kind of like the poll they did, but your thoughts on this. King Kula. You guys first.
We need more updates more often.
Yeah. Like, most of the updates have been simple updates. I want to start quests again. I want to start doing lots of quests again. I want to have 200 quest points. Yeah. I don't know. I think we need kind of some more updates with content in them, develop storylines more and whatnot.
It's time for Zaros to come out.
Yes, exactly.
It's time for the Zaros
Revolution.
The Zaros Revolution.
Right.
What if that's the name of the quest? The Zaros Revolution. That would be really, really, really cool.
Yeah. That would be, wouldn't it?
And then Zaros comes and he destroys all of RuneScape and reinstalls everybody.
Reinstalls.
And then, like, puts in a new system.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Zaros. Oh, interesting system. Called Utopian... A utopian system where everybody, where money ceases to exist,
yes.
And everybody acts all nice and kind to each other.
But then Zaros destroys that one again.
Yes.
Because Zaros is good and evil.
Yeah.
Maybe Zaros is really good, so.
I really doubt that.
Or maybe Zaros has, like, split personality disorder, and he has four personalities, which are all Zaros. Serodomin, Zemirak, and Guthix. Need some, like, medication or something.
Well, my theory is that the old man, that guy that robbed the bank, is actually Guthix. And Zaros is probably Bob or Evil Bob.
No, Guthix can't be the old guy, because if the old guy wanted a party hat and it was Guthix, he would steal a green party hat, not a stupid blue party hat. You see,
I'm the old guy had a Zaros staff.
Excuse me?
And the old guy had a Zaros staff. He had a Serodomin staff in his house, didn't he?
Yes. Oh, yeah, right. Huh, that doesn't make sense.
Ooh, I got one. I think I got it now. Evil Bob is not Zaros at all. He's Zamorak!
No, Evil Bob is just Evil Bob.
We'll just pick this topic up at a later date. Well, let's continue on with questions.
That's what you always say.
What did you think of the Garden of Tranquility? Did you like it? Did you like the 5,000... Or did you think farming 5,000 farming experience was a good reward? Or would you have wanted more because of the time the quest took? One wizard won. The quest was okay.
Yeah, we need more stuff, though. Because even though I haven't done it, I would want more stuff.
I think you have an incentive to get 25 farming. You
no
like
way.
Strange fruits and all that. The tree you plant in that quest grows fruit that
the
restores...
Ones?
No, they're white.
But I like the purple ones. I don't like
Maybe
the
you
ones.
Could dye them. Who knows?
Perhaps. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyways, the next question is from Trekkie. Nice name there. Any theories on what the wise old man might do with the wizard's tower?
He turned it into a shag pad.
I don't know. Why does he want the wizard's tower? What's there? A demon?
Wizards.
There's a demon there. What do you think? The lesser demon's up there. Gee.
Why would he want a lesser demon? What kind of danger is that?
Maybe he wants it for a pet. Who knows?
I think he'll blow up the wizard tower. And then the wizard guild, so there's no magical protection. And then the legends guild, so there's no melee protection. And then the ranging guild, so there's no ranger protection.
And then?
And soon enough, the world will be defenseless, and then he can take over.
See?
Because he is Zaros.
With
many personalities.
I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see how this storyline develops. I'm not sure myself...
Maybe Jagex doesn't have a storyline, and they're just, like, doing, like, whatever's on their mind that day.
Maybe.
Inventing as they go along.
So maybe there is no storyline, they're just confusing us.
Make it up as you go along.
Yeah.
That's interesting. We done with that question?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you, Trekkie. That was a good question.
Yes. What are your thoughts on the upcoming summoning spells, and what would you like to summon to aid you?
How about a King Black Dragon?
Yeah. That's summoning was mentioned in a list of updates when RuneScape 2 first came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, so Armored Boots are on there, too.
So what would summoning do?
Bring a monster to you. Oh, that's, oh yes, regarding that last question, or no, the God Wars type thing, you'd have to summon monsters to help fight in the war. Yes. And if the monster was on your side, it would attack, it help you, and if it was on the wrong side, it would attack you instead. Yeah. I don't know, what do you guys think the best monster to summon would be?
Catholic Queen.
Yeah, Catholic Queen.
Or...
How about Evil Bob, so you can teleport everyone to the little island?
Huh. Yeah. I don't know, I think the Kalfite, since it can be a multi-target, you know?
Yeah. No. You would summon the drunken dwarf guy. Because then he could give everyone poisoned kebabs and then they all die.
I'm the old man in Drano.
Poison him?
No, summon him.
Oh.
Yeah, you summon him and then he can kill everybody and take their party hats and you get party hats.
That's funny.
Blue ones.
Yeah. Oh, just by the way, speaking of the person in that one, that PK or whatever his face was, that NPC that Jagex created, what did you think of the cutscene in that quest where he comes and kills the guards for you in Falador?
Huh?
I thought it was funny. I like that.
Well, what happened in that quest was you had to steal the statue from Falador and Lumbridge.
Wait, what quest?
Garden of Tranquility.
Huh.
You had to steal the statue. So this person comes to help you, and he kills the guards. There.
I think it's a Black Knight. It looks like a Black Knight to me.
Yeah.
Aren't the Black Knights evil?
Yes.
So why would they help you?
Just killed the guards.
Yeah, the guards. Yeah.
Well, I haven't done the quest, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be quiet.
Well, the statue stealing part was fun. That's why you need to get 25 farming, so you can go steal statues.
Really now?
Yes.
What does farming have to do with statue stealing?
Because the queen wanted a statue in her garden. Yes.
Well, she can live without a statue in her little garden.
But it's already been put.
Whatever.
Oh. You guys want to go on to tech news now?
Super.
Okay. There's a Ajax-powered periodic table. We all know what the periodic table is, right? Periodic
yes.
table of elements.
Yes.
Like uranium. Like Ajax is a way of it's a way of integrating like stuff like CSS, HTML, DHTML, all that kind of fun stuff.
This
in order to make
amazing.
Really neat looking websites like with like floating windows and stuff that you can see through and stuff like that. Google has a homepage that uses the same technology where you can drag around little things on there that, like news, email, that you can put RSS feeds in and everything. So that's the kind of things you can do with Ajax, but just wanted to show this periodic table kind of interactive. Has a Wikipedia entry for each element. What's your favorite element?
I like Californium.
What number would that be?
It's like 2-something. Like 200-something, I think.
Oh, this doesn't have that on here. Uranium is always fun. Or plutonium. Yeah.
I like gold!
Huh? Gold?
Remember.
Oh, gold. AU. That's right. Yeah, well, that's just a little interesting website I thought I'd show in here. Tractor beam technology. It's not Star Trek yet, but one day maybe. They're saying it has potential for doing surgery and stuff, the ability to move around things inside your body with lasers, like move them around inside once they're already in there. So it has medical uses. Like it shows a small glass bead inside the body could be moved around. Stuff like that. I don't know, Monday we'll see a practical application of it. So, this week's news is actually more science-based and just interesting websites to show. But anyways, I'll read more about this right now. Dr. Kishan Dakorakia of St. Andrews University said, "Our technique could be used to drive motors, mixers, centrifuges, and other rotating parts in cheap, tiny, automated technologies of the future. Researchers speculate components like these might one day appear on microchip laboratories capable of performing a range of chemological and biological tests." I don't know what chemological is. I'm assuming it's just chemical. "So far, scientists have tried it out with a bead of glass 100 times thinner than the human hair." So it's just that kind of interesting thing. I don't know. Anybody here like biology?
Biology is cool.
Not really.
No.
Photosynthesis.
Yes. There's also physics. The
physics.
Yeah, we act where I drop something and it falls on my toe.
That wasn't fun. That wasn't cool, Shane.
No, I didn't actually drop anything. I didn't drop anything right now. Next thing in here is we're going to answer a question that every child asks when he's 5 or 6. What happens when I dig straight down in my backyard? This website shows you where you'd end up. It's an application of Google Earth. Basically, you just click where your house is, and then it'll pop up another point of where you'll end up. When I clicked on my region, I ended up in somewhere in the Indian Ocean.
Let's see where I end up at.
In the southern Indian Ocean.
I ended up east of New Zealand.
Really?
In the sea.
What? Huh. It's not working for me.
Oh.
No. It's doing like some little pop-up thing.
Really? My pop-up blocker caught it.
Yeah, I'll do it later then.
Yeah. Anyways, it just basically shows where you'd end up. I end up in the Indian Ocean. What about you, Lance?
Pacific. Right smack dab in the middle.
Really? Is it on Hawaii or anything?
Nope.
Where exactly in the Pacific?
By the name.
Really? And
it's way in the middle of the water.
And Brad, you said east of New Zealand?
Yep.
Really? Well, I guess you don't want to dig down then.
With my luck, I'd probably end up in like North Korea.
You're in Arizona, right?
Yeah, can you do that for me?
Yes.
I can't get onto it.
Yeah, hang on.
Okay, where does Arizona go?
I'm trying to find it. Arizona. I know where Arizona is, I just can't move my
map. I predict Indian Ocean. I predict he's going to end up in the Indian Ocean as well as Shane did.
You're in Tucson?
Yes, sir.
Alright. Dig here. You ended up in the Indian Ocean, too.
And nice seeing you there.
Yeah.
Getting a little raft out.
Yeah, well, it's a nice little application of Google Maps, way you can see. It's just the kind of things you can do with Google that it's really, truly amazing what Google has done. I think they deserve a hand.
I clapped.
Yeah. Next is the rant segment. Any volunteers to read the first rant? Brad, maybe?
I can't see it. I'm on that map thing.
Ah, okay. Lance?
Sure.
Okay. First rant.
What the f***? Colder axial helmet is just pointless. I pay millions for a set, and I should get the privilege to wear the helmet and get the set effect. What? Barrows plus Castle Wars is pointless, you people.
Okay,
but there isn't anything at stake in Castle Wars. If you die, you don't lose anything.
Yeah,
and all you can get is tickets.
Yeah.
So it isn't as if you're really winning, losing anything.
Yeah. I guess people want to have a set effect What do you think? What do you think?
I think that Castle Wars blows because of this. I mean, if you do pay millions for a stupid helmet, you should be able to wear it.
Agreed.
Can't you just put, like, your little hoodie thing over the helmet?
Well, one would think that would work.
Because if I get a hoodie, I mean, I can put over a helmet easily in RL. But when you're not in RL and you're on RS, then you're like, oh no, my hoodie's not big enough to fit over my helmet. I have to take my helmet off. Ah.
Huh.
So basically, it doesn't quite work out.
No. I don't know. I don't do Castle Wars, so maybe... I think it would be a good idea to have the set effect. Like, maybe they could have some sort of cape or something you could wear, you know? Something like that.
You can't wear capes in Castle Wars either.
Oh, really?
Nope. You need your team's hat and team's cape to even be in it.
Well, I don't know about this one. I guess this guy is kind of on his own then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's about my time to rant right now. Well,
yay.
I mean, people don't hear me do this this often, but
better do it right.
Yeah. First one was, you know, when you want to buy something, there are certain... everybody has their own price they want to buy something for. Like, it is widely known that cannonballs go for $150 to $200 each, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well...
I guess so.
Somebody, they don't like it when you buy for $150 each because they think you're a merchant. Everybody hates merchants. Everybody hates merchants. But I am not a merchant. I just buy for the cheapest possible. So, I don't know. I just think that people need to... If they don't want to, don't sell. But don't go calling someone a noob if they don't want to buy for your price. Like, put it this way, if... you're in the store and you see this MP3 player you want to buy, and you ask what the price is and you don't want to buy it for that price and you call the person a noob. Is that done for not selling it?
Yes, I think I should actually do a documentary on this. When I go to Best Buy to buy something next time, I'll ask them the price of it, and if it's quite above my budget, I'll just call them a stupid noob.
I don't think they allow cameras in there.
Really, no?
Yes.
So, you can't, like, document anything?
Probably not.
I would like to document them telling me I can't have a camera.
Really?
Just in my head.
Yeah, why don't you go try it?
Film my ass getting kicked.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, there's also the people that are not truthful. Like, if you say you're going to buy something on a website, like an auction or something, and then the person doesn't show up, if you bid, that means you want to buy it. And then you don't just not show up for 2 weeks. You just don't show up for, like, what am I saying?
Like, if you're on eBay and you bid on something, you're obligated to pay the money. And if you don't
exactly.
pay the money, then bad stuff happens.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically I had that kind of little experience. I'm not going to mention any names here, but I'll explain later about this to you.
But just something, I'd like to send some props out to Jeff, because I'm talking to him on Instant Messenger right now. So it just make him happy.
Right, the lobsters. Right?
Oh, yeah. I guess so.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, back to what you were saying.
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
So now on to RSVNB updates, right?
Yes. Cool. Not really an update, but just found on the forums. Shows that you can change the loading screen, the color of the text on the RuneScape loading screen. But you can't use that to log in. So... I don't know. Maybe it's some sort of hack or something that shows that there is a deeper layer of things in there that Jagex has implemented. that people are not supposed to find. I don't know.
Let me actually see if this works.
Yeah. You gonna try right now?
Yeah, I'm gonna try right now.
Well, we'll wait.
Because the way you change it, the code is the same as in RuneScape Classic.
Hmm.
We change font color in the game. Okay, let's, get some, Come on, load. You know you want to load. Come on. Whoa, it actually works.
Yeah. Yeah, it actually works, but you can't log in. You can't enter more than, 7 characters, I think.
Hmm. This is amazing.
I might be able to do my screen name.
My screen name is in red now.
Yay!
It's like Pika69, red, the color of blood. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so basically give that a try. Let's move on to other stuff. If you remember a few weeks back, we covered a website about lucid dreaming. That's where you basically take control of a dream. Brad has done some experimenting with this. He wants to talk about it.
I read this thing. I saw posted in Change Blog about lucid dreaming, and I'd never been able to remember my dreams before. So I thought I'd read and what was on the site and try it, and it worked. It worked for me. I had one particular dream where I dreamt I was on a golf course, and I remember thinking, I hope I hit a hole in one, which Finland plays golf. It doesn't happen very often.
Yes.
And I did on the very next hole, and it was very strange.
Yeah. So it did work, didn't it?
Yes, it did. But yeah. I've tried it several times since that, and it hasn't worked again, so...
I don't know, I haven't been able to try it. I don't know, like, I think I might be trying it, but I don't know if it's part of the dream or if I am actually controlling it.
Yeah, that's the unsure
thing. So, I don't know, lucid dreaming might be a good way to escape, I guess. Does that mean everybody would be sleeping more then?
It had a warning about that on the site, that certain people take it too far and to escape the pressures of their lives in, or their troubles, they just sleep a lot more and lucid dream all the time, which is slightly worrying.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Like, why live in the real world with all the troubles if you can simply live in a dream world where you control what happens and everything?
Isn't that basically what RuneScape is?
No. Because we don't control what happens. Jagex does.
Well, we control what we do in the game.
Yes.
To some
right.
extent.
Mm-hmm.
Limited control, you mean?
Yeah. I don't know, also, based on dreams, Pika here wanted to do some dream analysis.
So, does anybody have any dreams that they want analyzed?
Anybody?
Anyone.
Are you sure?
Let me think.
Well, when I used to be sick, I used to have this one where this person would come and he'd ask me, he'd say, "What'd you do that for?" And it was kind of like a whole bronzish kind of background. So let's hear your analysis on that, please.
Wait, explain it again?
Well, it happened when I was sick. Person would say, "What'd you do that for?" And the walls were kind of a bronzish color.
Maybe it was referring to your sickness and that you were doubting your sickness.
Well, it was like a factory.
How often are you sick?
I haven't been sick in a year.
So maybe when you do become sick, you think you're in denial, so when you actually dream about it, you think of yourself as a factory, because you are in a factory, and like your sickness is causing production to come to a halt.
And then I get in trouble for doing something.
Perhaps.
And he says, "What'd you do that for?"
Such as breaking a part of the machinery.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. I never thought about it that way.
Really?
Yeah. What about you?
Me?
Yes.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have dreams.
Really?
Well, I did have one dream. a while ago. This is like the only one I remember so far this year. I was hanging out over at Shane and Mike's house, and they lived in the same house in this dream. And then we went to the airport because Jeff was coming to Edmonton, I think it was. And then a wolf attacked Shane. I was telling Mike about this too. And I have no idea what it means. But perhaps the wolf represents somebody that doesn't like Shane until he attacked him. Inside the airport. And I don't know why.
Dude, the wolf, like, how did the wolf come in?
I don't know, it just jumped on you. And it was like, hey, I'm gonna eat you.
Really? That's interesting.
And the sad part is that Jeff never came.
Really?
We were waiting for Jeff, and he never came.
Interesting.
So me and Mike just left.
Huh. And you left.
Care about.
And you left
me
there.
Yeah, we just left you there.
Really?
Yeah.
Lance.
I don't know what that dream means, though.
No, that's a weird one.
Hmm. Well, I can soon.
Is Lance
first
with us?
Mike.
There we go.
Yeah, he is. Hey, the one I remember that the most up close one is when I'm starting right before I started college. I'm walking with this woman next to me on the beach.
Ooh.
We're talking, basically telling our future. Then before I know it, the whole scene's gone, just sitting there in my room all alone. It's about how the dream ends.
Maybe it was sort of a projection of what you think you want in life, but then you realize in your dream that you would never have it, and that's why you're sitting down in your room, all alone. So maybe you're doubting yourself and how you can control your future and the events of your future. And that's all.
Okay. So is dream analysis something you'd like to go into?
Perhaps. If anybody has dreams they would like to send in, I would like to analyze them.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I think we just should say that we don't want anybody to feel obligated.
Just if you have, like, a weird dream thing, just, like, send it in, and I'll analyze it for you.
Let's move on to the rest of the normal show. What do we think is coming for RuneScape? What do you guys think?
I think the end of the world is coming for RuneScape. Zoros is going to take over.
Oh, yeah. It's going to take over. Yeah,
I'm
maybe...
Brad.
I'm not sure, really. I mean, I don't really have any idea.
Lance!
Well, I'm hoping that they have houses soon, but can't be getting bets on that. There are at least some good quests, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Quests are always good.
I want another desert treasure.
Yeah.
Oh, because... don't remind me. I'm still in the middle of that.
Oh,
that was fun. Remember?
My level, like, 60-something friend beat it, so if he can beat it, you can do it, Lance.
Remember when we were doing that?
Yeah. That was, like, the best times ever for me and Shane.
Yeah. I remember going up on that mountain.
Which one?
The mountain to get the ice diamond.
That's
slipping.
Right now.
Is that the one with the penguins? Or whatever it was? It was, like, ice monsters or something.
No, there's no penguins there.
I can't remember exactly. There's, like, something and we had to, like, kill something? Or...
We had to kill this ice thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember it now.
Yeah, and then there was the blood one, which was really easy. You just range the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, desert treasure, good quest.
We need a nice, really extremely hard, long quest like that again.
Yeah.
That'll really test your skill levels and everything.
Yeah. I think we're definitely going to see player-owned houses in December, or near the end of the year.
I have a question. If we have player-owned houses, does that mean Santa comes to our houses and leaves presents?
I don't know.
And the Easter Bunny comes to our house and leaves presents?
Easter Bunny doesn't come to your house, though.
What? Are you telling me the Easter Bunny is not real? What?
Don't know. Well, maybe. Who knows?
Okay.
Yes. We'll look into this when it's actually Christmas time. How about?
Okay. And then on your birthday, they could like mail you a birthday cake.
Yes, but how do they know?
You just type in your birthday.
Oh yeah.
So you can like make every day your birthday, and you can wake up every day to a cake.
I don't know about that.
Or Pop Tarts or something.
Well, you really can't wake up because you really can't go to sleep in RuneScape right now.
Hmm.
Well, if you have a house, it has a bed you can go to sleep in.
Yeah.
Do
any of you guys remember Fatigue?
Yeah.
Yep.
Fatigue really sucked ass. You're out there training and you're like, wait, why am I like so laggy and stuff? And then you look at your little control panel thing and it's like, Fatigue, 100%. What? How'd that happen? Then you gotta go find a bed somewhere, because there's no icons that say bed.
Hmm.
And then,
yeah.
In the sleeping bag.
Oh yeah, you got a sleeping bag. That's fun.
Oh yeah, right, I remember that. Yeah. Sleeping bag. Hang on.
And then on Christmas, you could put a Christmas tree inside of your house.
Oh yeah. I like Christmas.
Then you hire interior decorators. You can like, then you could like get wallpaper and paint and stuff.
Uh huh.
And then you could put.
Actually,
just
use carpentry.
Let's get back on track. Where were we? We were talking about what's coming, I believe.
Santa and the Easter Bunny.
Yes. So maybe because they did have Easter Bunny and Santa come this year, so maybe they'll have them come again. Who knows? What do you want to see?
Maybe a giant. Huh. Ooh, maybe a giant pumpkin too, just for Halloween.
Yeah.
Maybe you can grow your own pumpkins in your yard.
In farming. You need level 50 farming.
But then you gotta like clean your yard and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get pools and stuff in your backyard?
What?
Can you have like a pool in your backyard?
I don't know. I don't think they had those back then.
You dig a hole and fill it up with water.
And then go swimming.
They didn't have holes full of water back then, what? What are you saying?
I don't know. Well,
okay, never mind.
Okay. Sorry, people, for going a little off track here with swimming and everything. But Pika does like to go swimming every night. Isn't that right?
Usually.
Yes. Yeah. I think September will be another month where we see some more random updates or whatever we want to call them. So yeah. What have we been doing on RuneScape? Who wants to go first?
I got level 80 cooking.
Oh good. What about
and then I
anything else?
I got 76 fishing, so now I got like sharks and stuff.
Oh yeah.
What have you been doing, Brad?
I'm still haven't got members. I've been on a few low level accounts. Not on much.
I just haven't seen Brad Woodward on today.
I was on
so
once.
Happy about that.
I know, I do, don't I? I was on once today, but that was because I was getting all my money to a level 3 account in case I get hacked.
Ah. That's a good idea.
Thank you. And what is the name of this level 3 account?
I'm not going to tell.
Can you tell us the password at least? Because if we have a password and no name for the account, then it's just like the same as giving us the name and no password, right?
Sure. I'm not that stupid.
And then we can like get you, it's probably the same password as your regular account.
No, I have a different password for everything.
How many accounts do you have?
Three on RuneScape.
Okay.
You have three, don't you, as well?
Me?
Yeah.
I have like 10.
Really?
Yeah, I use all of them frequently, but mostly Pika69 recently. But I got a lot of them.
It's tea. I just have my one.
My one. That's where I put all my valuables that I don't have.
I see.
If I had money and stuff, I'd actually put them on the accounts in case I get hacked.
Lance.
But then I forgot.
You're not done yet, are you?
No.
Okay, keep going.
I'm like an energizer battery. I just keep going on and on and on. I forgot the password for a few of them. So I lost like 10K there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. Okay, Lance, what about you? What have you been doing?
Basically, just besides college work, I've gotten myself 29 Slayer, hoping to get to 30 soon, and trying to scrounge up some money.
Some what?
Money. My character right now is poor as... And seeing that I happen to lag and lose my rune axe, which I'm not too happy about.
Maybe you should start fishing.
Fishing is a good source of money. So is rune crafting, nature crafting.
Oh yeah, I have 7,000 lobsters for sale. They're all cooked, 200 GP each. So buy them. Please, somebody.
See.
Actually, speaking of buying, I think you got a rune axe you wanted to sell me.
Oh yeah, that's on one of my many accounts that I will not disclose the name of.
Alright. Is it my turn?
Yes.
I think.
I've been working like heck on a new addition to the website.
The secret project.
Yes, the secret project. Project ID 00X1.
That
zero.
Would be bad if I just told everyone right now what it was about.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
So, the new secret project is...
It's almost ready.
I was going to say that if you, like, leap the whole thing out.
No.
That'd be fun. Okay, is that it?
I think that's about it.
Kind of.
For the show. It's... Yeah, I think we're about done for the show. Anybody have any closing remarks?
No.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you are. This has been RSVNB Update.
Very good said. Very well said. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Later, y'all.